Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Tawbah. An Abi Sa'id Sa'ad ibn Malik ibn Sinan al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal kana fi man kana qablakum rajulun qatala tis'atu wa tis'ina nafsan fasa'ala an a'lami ahli al-ardi fadulla ala rahibin fa'atahu faqala innahu qatala tis'atu wa tis'ina nafsan fahallahu min tawbatin faqala la فقتله فكمل به مئة ثم سأل من أعلم أن أعلم أهل الأرض فدل على رجل عالم فقال إنه قتل مئة نفس فهل له من توبة فقال نعم ومن يحول بينه وبين التوبة انطلق إلى أرض كذا وكذا فإن بها أناسا يعبدون الله فاعبد الله معهم لا ترجع إلى أرضك فإنها أرض سوء فانطلق حتى إذا نصف الطريق أتاه الموت فاختصمت فيه الملائكة الرحمة وملائكة العذاب فقالت ملائكة الرحمة جاء تائبا مقبلا بقلبه إلى الله تعالى وقالت ملائكة العذاب إنه لم يعمل خيرا قط فأتاهم ملك في شورة آدمي فجعله بينهم أي حكما فقال قيشوا ما بين الأرضين فإلى أيتهما كان أدنى فهو له فقاسوا فوجدوا أدنى إلى الأرض التي أراد فقبضته ملائكة الرحمة متفق عليه وفي رواية في الصحيح فكان إلى القرية الصالحة أقرب بالشبر فجعل من أهلها وفي رواية في الصحيح فأوحى الله تعالى إلى هذه أن تباعدي وإلى هذه أن تقربي وقال قيشوا ما بينهما فوجدوا إلى هذه أقرب بالشبر فغفر له وفي رواية فنأى بصدره نحوها. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that amongst the nations before you was a person who had killed 99 people. Now this hadith is showing the vastness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before that we did the hadith wherein a big door is left open right up till the day of Qiyamah, that it will take a rider about 40 years, or some rewrites say 70 years, so that to cover the width of that door, so wide it is. Allah Pak, this is just for our understanding, for our little understanding, to understand the vastness of the Tawbah and the forgiveness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to extend. And then we did the other hadith before that, that Allah ta'ala at night has his hands extended, waiting for that person that committed gunas in the day, so that he may forgive him. And like that, in the daytime, waiting for the person that had committed gunas in the night. So this hadith also is showing us the extent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst the nations before you, there was a person who had killed 99 people. He inquired who was the most knowledgeable person on earth, and he was referred to a monk. Monk, a person who has secluded himself, isolated himself, totally for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ascetic as we would know it. Person who has cut himself off completely. So this person had piety, but he didn't have ilm. So he had piety, but he didn't have ilm. So he was referred that go to this pious person here. So he went to him and he informed him that he had killed 99 people and asked him whether there was any possibility of tawbah for him. Can I get tawbah now? I killed, I call it murder, not one person, 99 people I killed. So this monk said, this pious person said, no. So he decided that to kill him also. He killed the monk and thereby increased the number he had killed to 100. He did no tawbah for me, then I'd rather round the figure off and get a complete century. So he decided to kill this person also because he said there's no tawbah for me. So now he killed 100. He again inquired who was the most knowledgeable person on earth, and he was referred to a scholar. So he's referred to an alim this time. So he informed him that he had killed 100 people, and he asked him whether there was any possibility of repentance for him. The scholar replied, yes. Who can come between you and the tawbah of Allah Ta'ala? Who can ever come between you and the tawbah that of Allah Ta'ala that is so vast? Can anybody stop that ocean of tawbah from coming towards you? One thing we learn from this part of the hadith is that when a person needs advice, then he goes to the right people. He went to a pious person, no doubt that person had piety, but he didn't have the necessary knowledge. So when a person is asking somebody for any type of mashwara, that person must be skilled in that field that he's asking that person. For example, he wants mashwara for a medical thing. Now he goes, he's got a flu. So he goes to the doctor and he asks the doctor that what medication I should take. At that time now he won't ask the, for example, the alim that what medicine should I take. Although if it is a good alim, he'll tell him to refer to such and such a doctor, he will give you good advice. Or like that, he wants to build a house. Now he won't go ask, he won't go ask an accountant, that is the design of my house right? Is the walls all looking right? What do you feel about the layout? He'll go to an architect. Why? Because that's the field. So similarly, this person, he went to a pious person, but he didn't go to a person who had ilm, who had the necessary knowledge. So here we learn two things that are important. One is piety is important, and ilm. And if you have on the other side, you have just knowledge but no ilm, that's also problematic. So both things go together hand in hand. One is piety and one is knowledge. Both have to go together. So anyway, he asked this person, I killed 100 people, is there any repentance for me? So he said, who can come between you and the repentance and your tawbah? So go to such and such a place, because there are people there who engage in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. Leave this town that you are, go to another place, because there are pious people there. So the next thing ulama explained from this part of the hadith is that don't keep the company of people that are committing guna. Don't think I'm just going with the friends and you're spending the night with the friends or the boys. Because you're going to keep the company of people that are committing guna, automatically you're going to fall into sin. So leave that company and move to the company of rahmat. This is what he was telling, to change that circle that you are in. Change that environment that you're in. Move from this town and go to another town. So go to such and such a place, because there are people there who engage in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. Join them in the worship of Allah Ta'ala and do not return to your land, because it is an evil place. The man then departed for that land, but when he reached halfway, death overcame him. Now whilst he's still moving to that place where the pious people were, death overcame him. He passed away. The angels of mercy and the angels of punishment disputed amongst themselves with regards to his end result. The angels of Rahmat and the angels of Azab, they both came now, that this person is deserving of Azab. The angels of Rahmat are saying that this person is deserving of Rahmat. He was changing his life. He was going towards a place where there are good people. His niyat was to do good. The angels of Azab are saying that this person was a very bad person. He killed 100 people. The angels of mercy said that he came in tawbah, in repentance, turning with his heart to Allah Ta'ala. The angels of punishment said he never did any good deed. An angel then came to them in the form of a human being, and they appointed him as an arbitrator between them. So now one angel came in the form of a human being, so they asked him that you be the arbitrator. Who? Between two malaika. Ulama explained that if malaika can have ikhtilaf, have differences of opinion, what is there if human beings have differences of opinion? Yeah, two malaika, two angels had differences of opinion. So having differences of opinion, there's no harm, there's no problem. It's how it's managed. That is where the problem is. So does the person manage it in such a way, now he doesn't talk to his brother, he doesn't speak to his brother, he's abusive, disrespectful, etc. Now these things in Sharia generally are not encouraged. So here these two malaika, they had a dispute now with regards to the fate, the end result of this person. So they appointed this man as a arbitrator. Measure the distance between the two places, and whichever of the two is closer, he will be considered to be of that place. They measured the distance and found him to be closer to the place to which he was going. So the angels of mercy took his life. So what they said, let's measure the two places. The distance between that good place that he was going and the distance between the place that he left with the bad people. They found that that place that he was going to was closer. So then the angels of Rahmat took away this person's life. Another narration of Bukhari Sharif has it that he was closer to the land of virtue by one handspan. That much. Just one handspan. He was closer to the place of where the good people were living. Another narration of Bukhari has it that Allah Ta'ala commanded this land to move further away and that land to come closer. So much is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala commanded that land that you extend yourself, that land that he left. So when they are measuring also, they'll measure a longer piece from where he left, and the angels of Rahmat will take away. So because of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala had commanded this land also that you move further away, and that land where he was going to come closer. He then said, measure the distance between the two. They found him to be closer to the land that he was going to by one handspan, so he was forgiven. Another narration has it that he turned towards it with his chest. That chest area, you know, when a person is running just to win the race, sometimes they put the chest out, so he just beats the other person. Just that he turned towards it with his chest, just a little bit, the person move towards that direction, just turn towards that land with his chest, and Allah Ta'ala accepted his tawbah. This shows that how vast is the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of turning towards Allah Ta'ala, never losing hope on the mercy and the rahmat and the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil